Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we are at the very last line of Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots, Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalem of Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Chaya Dvorah Basara Shprinza, and Miral Basar Rifka. Today's daf is being learned as a tzchus for Yecheskel Shragib and Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Rifka Bas Yitzchak and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Remoshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of the Seder, stating that today's daf is going to involve digression. So there's some classic Gemara's in today's daf, stating that a little bit of a digression from the halachas of the Dalet Kaisos, the halachas of matzah and maror and charoises and koirech and orchatz, etc., etc. So the Mishnah had said that before you drink the second kais, there's a special nusach that was recited. Lefichach anachnu chayovim lahoidos lahala l'shabeach lefoil l'roimim lahada l'varich la'ali u'lekales l'misha asa l'aviseinu v'lanu as kol hanisim ha'elu v'chol. V'chulu v'chulu. Zok the Gemara. Amr Rav Chizda, Amr Rav Yoichan. Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav Yoichan on Halleluka v'keiska v'yedidka achasen. Rav Yoichan said that there are three words in the Torah where it's a little bit unclear whether they're one word or rather they're really made up of two words. The first is Halleluka. Is Halleluka one word? Halleluka? Or maybe it's really two words. Halleluka. If it's two words, Halleluka would mean praise Ka. Ka is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise Hashem. If Halleluka is one word, then it's one word that means Hilul. It's something to do with praise, but it's not Halleluka, but rather it's one word. Another nafka mina would be, very simple, meaning not only the definition of the word, but the ka in Halleluka. Is that kodesh or is that chayil? If Halleluka is two words, so it's Halleluka. Hallelu is chayil, that's just a regular word. Ka is one of the names of Hashem. If Halleluka is one word, then the ka that's in Halleluka is not the name of Hashem. It's just a part of a larger word. That's Halleluka. So Rav Chizda said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there are three words in the Torah where you can clear this chakira. One word or two words. The first is Halleluka. The second one is keiska. This is a pasuk in the end of Parshas Beshalach, in the Parsha of Amalek. Vayoymer ki yad al keiska milcham el Hashem ba'amalek midar dar. How do you read the word keiska? Is it two words, keis and then ka? Or is keiska really one word? And finally, the word yedidya. That's a word in Shmuel Beis, Perik Yud Beis, pasuk of Hei. Vayishlach biyad nosan hanavi vayikra eshemo yedidya. Bavur Hashem. So again, is it one word or is it two words? Rav Chizda said the name Rabbi Yoichan, and all three of these words are one. Rav Amar, Rav added. He said, Keiska u'merchavka achasen. So Rav didn't address the word Halleluka. He didn't address the word Yedid. Rather, he mentioned the word Keiska, which Rabbi Yoichan had said is one word. Rav said, yes, I agree it's one word. And he added another word of merchavka. What's that word? We all know it. Min hameitza karasika anani bamerchavka. Is Bamerchav Ka two words, or is Merchav Ka really one word? So Rav said Merchav Ka is one word, says the Gemara. Rabba Amar, Rabba was a third shita. He said Merchav Ka Bilvat, that no, only Merchav Ka is one word, as opposed to the others are really two words. So Rav Chizda, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav both address the same general issue, but they discuss different words, meaning the different words in the Torah, where Yesh Lachkar, is it one word, is it two words? Rabbi Yochanan said Halleluka, Keiska, Yeditka, or all one. Rav said Keiska and Merchavka. So the one word that they both addressed was Keiska. Rabbi Yochanan spoke about Halleluka and Yeditka. Rav spoke about Merchavka. So the Gemara is going to now ask, what would Rabbi Yochanan hold with regards to Merchavka? That was the word that Rav used that Rabbi Yochanan never said anything about. And what would Rav hold regarding Halleluka and Yeditka? So the Gemara, Iba Yaluhu, Merchavka, Rav Chizda Mai. What's the halacha by Merchavka according to Rav Chizda? He never mentioned it. So do we say from the fact that he didn't mention it, so it seems to be implied that he held that it's really two words, or maybe not? The Gemara says, Teiko, Iba Yaluhu, Yeditka, Rav Mai. What's he did according to Rav? Rav. Tashmad Amar Rav. Rav said, Yidid konechlach v'shnayim. It's really two words. Lefichach yidid choyl. The word yidid is choyl. And ka, the word ka, is kodesh. Ibailu haleluka l'rav mai. What about haleluka? Rav didn't address that either. Tashmad Amar Rav. Rav said, chazina tili debei chavivi. I saw the tehillims of chavivi, who was Rav's chavivi, Rav's uncle, the fetter. It said in it, Hallelu Bechad Giso. It said Hallelu on one side, Vika Bechad Giso, and it said Ka on the other side. In other words, Rav is of the opinion that the word Halleluka is really not one word, but really it's made up of two words, Hallelu and Ka. Says the Gemara, Upliga the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rav, who just seems to have said that Halleluka is really two words, is not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my Halleluka. What does Halleluka mean? Hallelu behilulim harbe. It's a word that means give shvach to Hashem. Specifically, what it means is give a lot of shvach. Halleluka's miloshein hilulim harbe. The point is, it doesn't mean hallelu as Hashem. Rather, it means hallelu behilulim harbe, which would seem to suggest that it's one word rather than two words. Because if it was two words, what it would mean is hallelu as Hashem. So, the Gemara, pliga di day, adi day. This that we just mentioned for Bishua ben Levi, that the word halleluka is really one word. And what does it mean? Hallelu behilulim harbe. It's not like something else for Bishua ben Levi said. Amra Bishua ben Levi, basarim, amorish, al shvach, nema sefer tehillim. Sefer tehillim was said with 10 mamorois of shvach. What are these 10 mamores? Benitzuach, benigun, bemaskel, bemizmor, beshir, baashrei, betehila, betfila, bahida, and behaleluka. So these are 10 words that are used very often in Sefer Tehillim, and they all mean shvach. You find nitzuach, lamenatzeach. You find the word nigun, maskel ledavid, mizmor shir. Right, so these are words that you find a lot. Ashrei, tehila ledavid, Tfilah, the Moshe, Haida, of course, and Halleluka. So these are different Lashonos that mean Shvach that you find in Sefer Tehillim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that Asorim Mamore Shal Shvach Nemar Sefer Tehillim. And he said, Godol Mikulan, the greatest of these 10 Lashonos is Halleluka. And the reason is Shekoyvel Shem Veshevach Bevasachas. Because in that word, you have Shem Veshevach. You have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ka, and you have Shevach. You have the concept of Halleluka. Now, who said this? Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this. So here you see Rabbi Shua ben Levi has a different interpretation of what the word Halleluka means. In the first Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Halleluka means Hallelu behilulim harbe. It's one word, and he means a lot of hilul. In the second Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what it means is praise Hashem, but the ka is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is shame v'shevach b'vasachas. It's just a different taich in what the word Halleluka is. Either way, the first part of the daf discussed, amongst other things, the very simple, basic definition of the word Halleluka. And not only were Chazal struggling to understand a little bit what Halleluka means, meaning we know, generally speaking, what it means, but more specifically what it means, but Chazal weren't even sure, is Halleluka one word or is it two words? Is it one word Halleluka or is it two words? Hallelu and ka. Lamai nafkamina? Oh, major nafkamina. The ka in Halleluka. Do you have to say it ka? Or could you pronounce it yud hey? Is it kodesh? In which case, it has all the halachos of how you treat the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or maybe it's really chol. It's just part of a larger word that's Halleluka. Bottom line is, it seems to be a major shiloh. Rav Chizah said in the name of Rav Yoichanan, Halleluka achas. It's really one word. Rav said that he saw in Rav Chiyas Tehillim, Hallelu b'chad gisa and ka b'chad gisa, which would seem to imply it's two. And then the Gemara brought for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi also held it was one. It's Hallelu b'lulim harbi. And then the Gemara said, Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself was pliga the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zok the Gemara. Me inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. We're going to get back to all of this in the raid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashua. Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mashua. Shir Shabbat Torah Moshe Yisrael Amar. The Shira in the Torah. As in Oz Yashua Moshe. Who said it? Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael said it. That's a pasuk in the Torah. That's not negotiable. When did they say it? We know that as well. B'shasha olam and ayam. After Kriyas Yamsav, Hallel Zemi Amroi. Who said Hallel? So that's already a little bit unclear. So what's the origin of Hallel? Now, the Prokim of Hallel are all in Tehillim. So we know that if you want to trace Hallel to its source in the Torah, you're going to find it in Sefer Tehillim. The question, however, is the history of it, the rest of the story. Did David HaMelech compose Hallel? Or maybe Hallel predated David HaMelech, and David HaMelech just compiled different things that had been said by others, and maybe Hallel predates David HaMelech. So the Gemara said, there are you descend the name of Shmuel. You want to know who composed Hallel, Neviim Shebeneim Tikkulam Yisrael. This comes from the Neviim, Shiu Oimer Noisai, and they made a takana that the Yid should say Hallel, Kol Perik Uperik, Val Kol Tzara Vitzara, Shaloi Tovei Aleim, Ukishalin Nigalim, Oimer Noisai Al Gulas. I mean, anytime a Yid finds himself in the Tzara, if he's redeemed, if he's saved from this Tzara, he should say Hallel. Tanya, we learned to the Bais, Oimer Mei Oimer, Kol Tishpachas, Amur Tzpsei, Fetilim Kulam, David Amar, all the Tishbachos, the whole Sefer Tehillim was said by David HaMelech Shenemar. How do you know that? Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai. That's in Tehillim Perek Ayin Beis. Al Tikri Kolu Elo Kol Evo. Not Kolu. This concludes the Tfilas of David Ben Yishai, but Kol Elo Tfilas David Ben Yishai. It's all David Ben Yishai. Halo Zem Yomer. What about Halo? Rabbi Yosef says, Elazar Beni Omer, that my son Elazar said, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Ha'om and Ayom. That Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden, they said Halo when they emerged from the Yamsa. Chalukin Olav Chaverov. But then Rabbi Yosef said that even though that's what my son Elazar says, but his Chaverim argued with him. They said, David Amroi, David HaMelech said it. V'nirin Dvarav Midevreya. But Rabbi Yosef said, that maybe I'm biased, but I think my son Elazar's pshat is better than their pshat. Why? Because Efshi Yisrael shachatu es pescheim v'not lulu laveim v'layam rushira. So this is something that we've seen a few times in the more lumdish sugyas of Halal, where the Gemara says that the Yidden used to say Halal when they shechted the Karban Pesach, and then they would say Halal again when they ate the Karban Pesach. Why? And the Gemara said it's a hergish, it's a svara. Is it possible to shecht the Karban Pesach and not say Halal? Or on Sukkot, can you take your Dalet Minin and not say Halal? So the Rabbi Yosi used this svara here. He says there's no way that the origin of Halal is David HaMelech, because that would imply that before David HaMelech, the Yidden never sang Halal. So you're going to say, okay, who said the Yidden would have had to have sang Halal? Did they shecht the Karban Pesach all those years without saying Halal? It's impossible. Could it be that they took the Dalet Minim all those years without saying Halal? So this was a line that was used in the Halacha Sugyas, and here we use it in the Agada Sugya, in the rest of the story Sugya. It's such a compelling argument. Efshi Yisrael shechtu es pescheim v'not lulaveim v'loyam rushira, that said Rabbi Yosi, that's a raya, that the history of Halal must go way back, and it predates David HaMelech. Davar Achar, another reason, said Rabbi Yosi, why, in his mind, it's impossible that David HaMelech is the one that wrote Halal, because Pisloi Shal Micha Oimed Bebechi, the Yisrael Oimed Mesa Halal. He says, because at the time that David HaMelech would have written Halal, the Pesel Micha, which was an Avodah Zarah that many Yidden worshipped, was very active. And he says it's highly unlikely that all these generations had, for whatever reason, not felt that the right thing to do was to write a Halal. And this dar that had in it a shtick avodah zarah of Pesel Micha would have been the generation that would have written Halal. So he says it's not mistabra that that's the way it was. So again, he didn't have any proof. This is not archaeological evidence. But there are two svaras, two hergeshim. He said, one hergesh is, I just find it hard to believe that the Yidden would have brought a Karban Pesach for generations and would have not recited Halal. Besides, he says, is it possible that this dar, the dar that had the chet of Pesel Micha hanging over them, they would have been the dar, Deya, that somehow would have figured out that the right thing to do is Halal? He says he finds that hard to believe. Incidentally, who's Rabbi Yosi in Shas? Stam Rabbi Yosi? Is Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, in addition to being one of the great Tanam of all time, Nimu Kayima, we always passing like Rabbi Yosi, but he's also the author of the Seder Olam. The Seder Olam is the first history work that all the Rishonim worked with. It's Brises, but there's a lot of history. So Rabbi Yosi was considered very authoritative when it came to history, and that's why you find very often Gemaras that discuss the rest of the story are attributed to Rabbi Yosi. This is another example of this, where Rabbi Yosi is discussing who the composer of Halal is. All the shiurs that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim, Rabbi Eliezer said, he wrote it for himself. This is David HaMelech's personal life, his trials and tribulations, and that's why you go through Sefer Tehillim. He's running away from Avshalom. He's doing tshuva for the Maisa Batsheva. It's different things that he dealt with during his lifetime, and says the Rabbi Eliezer, David HaMelech wrote it, and he wrote it connected to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua was a connected Tzibur. No, he didn't write it for himself. He wrote it for the Tzibur. He wrote it for Klal Yisrael. He was representing the Jewish nation in the Tehillim that he wrote. The Chachamim Maimrim, and the Chachamim made a compromise. Yesh mem keneged tzibur, v'yesh mem keneged atzmai. Some of them he wrote for the tzibur, some of them he wrote for himself. Hamuris b'lashon yachid, how do you know what's what? So there's a dead giveaway. Whatever he wrote b'lashon yachid, that's for himself. The yachid keneged atzmai. Hamuris b'lashon rabim. Anything that he wrote b'lashon rabim keneged tzibur, that was written for the tzibur. And then he continued, the Chachamim nitzuach v'nigun. Anytime you find the lashon of lam natzeach, where you find the word nigun la'asad lavi, that's talking about Tzibur. It's talking about events that didn't happen yet in David HaMelech's lifetime. Things that are going to happen in the future. Maskil, anytime you find the word maskil, they Torgamon. It means David HaMelech told over to a Torgamon, to a translator, what he wanted said, and that Torgamon's the one that said it. L'David Mismar, whenever you find L'David Mismar, it means that David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh, it was Sharsa Olav Shechina, and then afterwards he sang Shir. If you find not L'David Mizmar, but the reverse, Mizmar L'David, what's the difference? Melamed She'amar Shira V'achakach Sharsa Olav Shechina. It means first he sang, first he played with his instrument, and it was afterwards that it was Sharsa Olav Shechina. So the Gemara makes a fascinating observation. Very important Gemara. Sometimes in Tehillim you find L'David Mizmar. And sometimes in Tehillim you find Mizmar L'David. What's the difference? It means the same thing. David, as in David HaMelech, Mizmar, Ashira. This is one of the 10 Lashonos of Shira that you find in Sefer Tehillim. So why sometimes is it L'David Mizmar and sometimes it's Mizmar L'David? So the Gemara says very simple. David HaMelech wrote Tehillim B'Ruach HaKodesh. When David HaMelech was feeling Ruach HaKodesh, so it was L'David Mizmar. He was able to sit down and write the Tehillim. But there were times that David HaMelech wasn't tapped into his Ruach HaKodesh. And he needed assistance to get to where he can have Ruach HaKodesh. So what did he do to get to a matziv where he can feel Ruach HaKodesh? Mizmar L'David. What David HaMelech did was, he played Shira, and through music, he was able to come to Ruach HaKodesh, says the Gemara L'Lamedcha. We see from here a very important lesson. She'ein ha-shechina shayra, that the shechina is not shayra. Lo'y mitoich atzvos, not when someone's lazy. V'lo'y mitoich atzvos, not when someone is depressed. V'lo'y mitoich schoik, v'lo'y mitoich kalas roish, nor when someone is behoilalis and he's just acting silly. V'lo'y mitoich dvarim b'teilim, not when dvarim b'teilim. Elo mitoich dvar simcha shal mitzvah. Only through simcha, that everybody knows, the next words, Shal Smitzvah. But the point is, it has to be a Dover Shal Simcha Shom. How do you know that Shenema? Because the Pasuk says regarding Elisha. Elisha had someone that played music for him, and he told him, Ata Kechuli Menage. He says, bring a Menage. Right? Go find the person to play music. And when the person started playing music, then Elisha had the Yad Hashem, Elisha had Nevuah. So David HaMelech had to be Besimcha Shal Mitzvah in order for him to be able to write Tehillim, because Tehillim was written Baruch HaKodesh. More about that at the end of the daf. But David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim Baruch HaKodesh. The point is, in order to have Baruch HaKodesh, he needed Simcha. He wasn't always B'Simcha. So what did David HaMelech do when he needed to get to a place of Simcha Shal Mitzvah in order for him to be able to write Tehillim? V'ata kechuli menagein, v'hoya kenagein ha-menagein, v'ati olav yod Hashem. That was Mizmar L'David. First Mizmar, then David. So when David had it, when he was there, then it was L'David Mizmar. It didn't need the Shira. When it was in the reverse, that's when it was Mizmar L'David. Amar Rav Yudah, Rav, so Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, V'chein L'dvar Halacha. The same is true when it comes to a Dvar Halacha. A person's supposed to start learning Mitoich Simcha. You don't start learning Mitoich Atzlos, Mitoich Atzvos, but rather a person's supposed to start learning Mitoich Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman, V'chein L'chom Toiv. You want to have a good dream, so before you go to sleep, a person should be besimcha. Any freit gemara is that true? A person is supposed to learn Torah mitach simcha. From Rav Gidlam, Rav Gidlam, send the name of Rav. This is also Rav. Kol tam b'chol b'yishol flame Rav v'neitzav sleis noit v'smar tichveno. If somebody's sitting in front of his Rebbe and he's not trembling, he's not sitting in fear, he should be burnt. Shenemar sevsoisav shoshanim noit v'smar over. Al tikri shoshanim ela shoshoinim. Shoshoinim means people that learn. Al tikri mar over ela mar over. Someone that learns and he's not Noit Vaismar, he should be Maravar. He should end up in Gehenna. Point, a person has to be in a state of Yira, a state of fear when he learns Torah. So it's Akasha. Here we're saying, V'chein lahalacha, a person's supposed to start learning as in V'ata kechuli menagin, V'hoye kenagin ha-menagin, V'ati olav yad Hashem. And here we have an idea just the opposite. Kol tamud chacham ayosh lufnei rabbi, V'in sev soys of noit vaismar techveno. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Akasha, habir rabbi, habir talmido. The Rebbe should be besimcha. The Talmud, he has to be be'ema be'yira be'res you say Mahava Rabbi Kubi, that's not the distinction. Well, Kasha, Ha Mekamba the Pasach, Hale Basa the Pasach. Before you start learning, you're supposed to be the Simcha. So you're supposed to initiate the learning with a certain Simcha. But once you start learning, then you have to be focused, and there requires a certain Kovid Rosh. It requires a certain Yira. And the Gemara says we can back up and support this distinction with an anecdote. Ki Hade Rabba, Mekamba the Pasach Lud Rabbanon, before Rabbi would teach Torah, Amar Milsa the Bedichasa. He would say something light, something funny, a joke. Ubatchu Rabban, and everybody would laugh. And then he got serious, and then he started teaching Torah. So there's an idea of starting with a simcha, but at the same time, when it comes to learning, then already it's supposed to be be'emubir. So we return to the ideas of halal, Tana Rabbanon, halal zemi yomroi, who wrote halal. So the Gemara discussed it briefly earlier. Now the Gemara is going to continue. Rabbi Lezer says, Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shah, she'alu, she'amdu alayam. The Yidden were the ones that are saying halal when they emerge from the yam. Hey, mamru. In fact, one of the prakim in halal is loy lanu Hashem loy lanu. So they said loy lanu Hashem loy lanu. What were they worried about? So we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But the Rashbam says that what they were worried about was that maybe the Mitzrim were going to have the yam split for them as well, and maybe they were going to come chasing after them. So they said loy lanu Hashem loy lanu. Meshivu Ruach Hakodesh. Ruach Hakodesh responded. V'amar lehem lemani lemani yes. You have nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be okay. Rabbi Yudah, maybe this says Yeshua v'Yisrael amru b'shasha amdu alei malchei kana. It was Yeshua and the Yidden that they sang hallel when Hashem defeated the malchei kana. Hey, amru loy lanu. They said loy lanu, as if to say we don't deserve this. Umeshiva and Ruach HaKodesh said, don't worry, lamani, lamani, yes. It was Devoiru and Baruch that said, B'shasha amad aleim Sisra, when Sisra attacked them. Hey, amru loy lanu, Ruach HaKodesh, Meshiva leimeres, lamani, lamani, yes. Don't worry, don't forget about you. I'll do it lamani. Chizkio and his chevra said this when Sancheirif stood up against them. Hey, mamru loy lanu umeshiva and Ruach HaKodesh said again lamani. Rabbi Kiva omer Chananya Mishol v'Azaria amru b'shasha amad aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. It was Chananya Mishol v'Azaria that said it when Nebuchadnezzar came after him. Hey, mamru, they said loy lanu umeshiva v'chulu again. Ruach HaKodesh said lamani. Rabbi Yitzchak Glili omer Mordechai v'Esther amru. It was Mordechai and Esther that said b'shasha amad aleim Haman Rasha. When Haman Rasha came after them. Hey, Mamru, they said, Loi Lanu, Umeshiva. Again, Ruach HaKodesh said, Lemani, Bechachomim, Oimrim, Nevim, Shebeneim, Tikn, Lem, Yisrael, Shiyo, Oimrim, Moisal, Kol, Perik, Uperik, Balkot, Tzara, Vitzara, Shuloi, Tove, Alem, Yisrael, Ukilashi, Nigalim, Oimrim, Moisal, Al Gulasim. What we saw earlier on the Yom, that you want to know who wrote it, it wasn't related to any specific episode that there was one group of Yidden that spontaneously said it, and as a result, for generations, we follow in their footsteps and we say, no, this was actually instituted by Nevi'im. It was meant to be something that can be invoked. I'll call Tzara Shalai Tavai. An example of that was when the Hanukkah story happened. So the Yidden said, let's go ahead and let's sing Hallel. Either way, it wasn't composed after a particular event, but rather initially it was something that was composed to be used for general times. Just one ha'ara related to what we just said. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that who wrote Halo? Mordechai ve'Esther Amru, B'shasha Amad Aleim Haman Arasha. That Mordechai ve'Esther were the ones that wrote Halo after the Purim story. It's interesting because we don't say Halo on Purim. We don't say Halo on Purim. You would think we should say Halo on Purim, but we don't. And in fact, the Gemara Masechtas Megillah asks the question, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, why don't we say Halal on Purim? One man Damar says, Kriyasa Zu Halela. It's true we don't say Halal. We don't have to say Halal. You know, because we read the Megillah. And reading the Megillah is tantamount to reciting Halal. What's Halal? Presume Nisa. So we do that anyways. We do that when we read the Megillah. But there are other Amayram in that sugi that give reasons why we don't say Halal on Purim. L'chura, if there are reasons why we don't say Halal on Purim, that means Purim didn't beget Halal. For Haraya, we don't say Halal today. So how does that shtim with Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shit? Rabbi Yosi Aglili was a Tana. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that the Halal initially was instituted by Mordechai and Esther, B'shasha Amad Aleim, Haman Arasha. I mean, one thing is clear from Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He would seem to be of the opinion that we should say Halal after because of the Nes of Purim, which would then imply that there's at the very least the Chi of Halo, just a little bit of a Ara. Zakti Gemara Vaita. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Halleluka, Soif Pirka. Whenever you find the word Halleluka in Tehillim, it's the last word of the Perek. Rabbi Barav, Huna Amar, Halleluka, Reish Pirka. It's not the last word of the Perek, but rather it's the first word of the Perek. Amr Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Chazinu l'liti debei Rav Chana Barav. I saw the Tillam of Rav Chana Barav, d'chsiv bu haloluka be'emtza perka. It said haloluka, but it said it in the middle of the perek. Alma, and I see from there, the mesafkele, they must have been unsure. He wasn't sure if the haloluka belongs to the end or it belongs to the beginning. So if you look through Prakim and Tehillim, and the Gemara is going to give a few examples of it right now, you have this word haloluka, which is the last word of a parak, or maybe it's the first word of the following parak. And it seems the Amayram weren't sure of the placement of that word. They had a suffix. Three shittas. For sure the last word, for sure the first word, or mesafkale. We don't really know. Even though there was some confusion as to the placement of the word halaluka, But there are things that we could all agree on. Number one, everybody agrees, Betilas Hashem yedaber piv, yivorech kobas Hashem kotshoy lo'olam va'ed, that the word Hallelujah is the basrei reish perka. It really belongs to the next parak. So Tilas Hashem yedaber piv, we're all familiar with that. That's the very end of perak kuf mem hei in Tehillim. So perak kuf mem hei in Tehillim is what we would know as Ashrei. But it doesn't start Ashrei. It starts Tilo ledovad arimim chalekayam melech vavaruch Hashem chalekayam vod. And it ends Tilas Hashem yedaber piv, mivorech kobas Hashem kotshoy li'olam va'ed. Period. The next perek, Kuf Mem Vav, is Hallelujah, Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem, Hallelujah Hashem Bechaye, Azam Alalikai Beyoidi, Al Tiftachum Vendivim, Ven Adam Hashem Lois Yeshua, which is the first of the Hallelujahs. So I said, Rav Chanan Bar Rava, even though there was a little bit of confusion amongst the Amiram, where to place the Hallelujahs, but when it comes to that, the Hallelujah that is the beginning of Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem, or maybe it's the end of Ashrei, everybody agrees that that Hallelujah is the Basrei. It moves forward, meaning Reish Perka. It's the beginning of the following, of the next parak. Another example, Rosh Neyir V'chas, Shinav Yachrot V'nomes. So, Tavas Risham Toivet, and then afterwards it says Hallelujah. So there too says the Gemara, that Hallelujah is the Basrei Reish Perka. It belongs to the next parak. So that's parak Kuf Yud Beis, Rosh Yir V'chaz, Shin of Yachuk V'nomas Tavis V'shom Toivit, and then it says, Hallelujah, Hallu Abde Hashem, Hallu Hashem Hashem, Yishem Hashem V'vorech Me'at V'adayim, which is the first parak of Hallel. So everybody agrees that Hallelujah is the beginning of Hallel, for sure. So Hallelujah doesn't belong to the previous parak, but rather it's the first parak of Hallel. It moves forward. Another example, V'sha'omdim B'veis Hashem, Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Perka, it also belongs to the next Pasuk. Karoi Moisifin, Afeilo, the Karoi, the people that were experts in scriptural texts, they added the following. They said, Minacha Baderech Yishtal came Yorim Reish, and then right afterwards, again, it says Hallelujah. So again, they were saying the same thing, that Hallelujah is the Basrei Reish Perka. Another, Reish is Chachma, Yiris Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'choloi Seyem, Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Perka. Another example, where the Hallelujah that you'll find there belongs really to the next parak. This machloik is amayram. So the Gemara started. Rav Chizda said Hallelujah always belongs to the end of the parak. Rabbi Barav Huna said Hallelujah always belongs to the beginning of the parak. Rav Chanan Barav was mesafkale, and that's why every time he wrote a Tehillim, his Hallelujah was in the middle, because he wasn't sure if it belongs to the end of the previous parak or if it belongs to the beginning of the first parak. Zok the Gemara, Nemik Tanoi. At first glance, it would seem to be a Machloikis Tanam. Zok the Gemara, what's this Machloikis Tanam? So a very interesting Machloikis. In fact, our Mishnah discussed that the Hallel that was recited at the Leila Seder was divided into two parts. So part of it was said with the first two Kaisis before Shulchan Aruch, and then the second part was said in the second part of the Seder. And there's Machloikas B'Shamayim B'Sil exactly how they divided it. So the Gemara is going to quote our Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Tes Ayin Amud Beis. Atechanu Oimer, up until where does he say, during the first part of the Haggadah, B'Shamayim says, Im Ad Im Abonim Samecha. You go up until Im Abonim Samecha. U B'Sil Oimerim, B'Sil said, Ad Chalom Ishlamayin Oimoyim. What does that mean? B'Shamayim holds, Ad Im Abonim Samecha. That's the first parak of the Hill. Beis Hillel says that you go up until Chalomish L'mayinu Mayim. That's the second parak. So the question is, do you just say the first parak of Tehillim, or do you also say B'Tzeis Yisrael? Do you say the other? That was our Mishnah. Talk to Gemara. Okay. V'tanya either, but there was another price. At Heichanu Oim. B'Shamayim says, Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. U'Beis Hillel Oimim, Ad Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. B'Shamayim says, you go up until B'Tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Whereas Beis Hillel said, you go up until Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. So they're saying the same thing. It's again a Machlekes B'Shamayim Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you say the first parak. Beis Hillel says you say the first two parakim. But there's a nuance between the two. The nuance is that the Nusach of the Mishnah, when we said up until where do you go, so what did we mention? We mentioned the end of the parak that you said. Whereas the second, with the Brisa that the Gemara brought, that says up until where you go, so it doesn't mention the Bryce, it doesn't mention the end of the parak, but rather it mentions the beginning of the following parak. Zok the Gemara, my lab, what's the machlekes over here? Why would one Tana present the machlekes B'Shamayim B'Sil one way, and the other Tana would present the machlekes B'Shamayim B'Sil differently? L'chur, they should have presented it consistently. Zok the Gemara, maybe the machlekes is like this. Namanda amma ad im habonim semecha. Namanda amma that says that you're supposed to go until im habonim semecha, that was B'Shamayim Shita. Savar, he holds that Hallelujah reish pirka, that Hallelujah is really the beginning of the next parak, and therefore he said up until Ema Bonim Semecha, Because really, haluluka is not something you would say. Haluluka would be the next thing that you would say. And the reason he said, ad eim abonim semecha, was he wanted to make a dogush. Eim abonim semecha. Because if you look in your Tehillim, it says, eim abonim semecha, haluluka. So he was trying to say, no, you don't say haluluka. What you say is, eim abonim semecha. So, agav urche kamash, well, it's not really the point of the Tana of the Mishnah. But he says, you know what, let me tell you where haluluka belongs, because we know there's some confusion about this. So you say, up until eim abonim semecha, what about how I didn't say it about haluluka? And the other Tana that said up until it says Israel. So but he holds Halleluka Saif Perka. Then Halleluka Saif Perka. Therefore he said, up until where do you say? Until it says Israel me Mitzrayim. Oh, that's clear. What was he trying to say? That it's up until it says Israel me Mitzrayim, because that's where the second parak begins, which would imply that Halleluka is part of the first parak. So this subtlety, it's so subtle that what the Tana of our Mishnah, when he presented Bishamai Shita, he said, up until where do you go? Up until Eim Avonim Semecha. The Tana, the Brisa said, up until where you go, Bitzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. What's the difference? It's the same thing, right? It's six of one, half a dozen of another. You're saying the first parak. That's the bottom line. No, there's a knetch over here. You know what that is? The word haluluka, does it belong to the first parak or does it belong to the second parak? If you start Bitzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, meaning if that's up until where you go, so clearly you said the word haluluka. Because haluluka is in between those two problems. Obviously, haluluka belongs to the previous parak. If you go up until Eim Abonim Semecha, then it's just the opposite. So says the Gemara, we started a machlokes hamayiram. Rav Chisda said haluluka is soif perka. Rabbi Bar Avuna said haluluka is resh perka. It would seem the machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Avuna is really a machlokes tanon. The tan of our Mishnah presented Pshitas Beisham Pshitas Beisil one way, the Tana the Brisa presented it differently, and what's at play over here would seem to be this Shaila. Is Halleluah B'Soif Perka, or is Halleluah B'Reish Perka? But the Gemara says it's not Mochach, even though it would seem very nice that that should be the Pshat, but the Gemara is going to be Madchik and figure out a way for that not necessarily to be the Pshat. Rav Chisda Mitarot L'Tameh, Kumbi Rav Chisda can make it work according to everybody. Meaning Rav Chisda that said that haluluka soif perka, he'll say to kuli amisavi haluluka soif perka. Everybody really holds the end of the perk. Mando mad bitzei shapka. Okay, it's the brisa that says you go up until bitzei Yisrael. That's very good. You go up until bitzei Yisrael, implying that haluluka you do say because that's part of the first perk. Mando mad emir abanim semecha. The mando mad that says you go up until em abanim semecha. What do you mean em abanim semecha? What happened to haluluka? He holds ad va'ad bechla. He holds ad va'ad bechla. You really say em abanim semecha, and you really say haluluka as well. But the Gemara says, V'neim ad haluluka. So then why are you saying ad eim abonim semecha? If you hold haluluka as part of this parak, then shouldn't you say ad eim abonim semecha or say ad haluluka? Because that's really the end of the parak. So the Gemara says, well, maybe I'll tell you why the Tana didn't want to say haluluka. Because maybe he was afraid that if you would say haluluka, you wouldn't know which haluluka. Go up until haluluka? What does that mean? So there's so many halulukas in Tehillim. But the Gemara says, that's not a Tana, because V'neim ad haluluka shal eim abonim semecha. If he holds that ad va'ad b'chlal, he's just saying up until where you're supposed to go, then he should have said the word haluluka. Ad eim abonim semecha, it sounds a lot that like haluluka is part of the beginning of the next parak, and the Gemara says, even though it's not a checkmate argument, but at the very least kasha, it's certainly a good argument. It would seem to imply that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that you don't say haluluka according to Bishamah, because haluluka is really part of the next parak. Rabbi Bar Avuna metaris to me. Rabbi Avuna, the Gemara says, he can also be metaris to me. Rabbi Avuna was the one that said that it's resh parak. Haluluka is always the beginning. So the Gemara said that at first glance it would seem to be a machlokes tanoim. Not all the tanoim agree with Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna, the Gemara said, not necessarily. The Kuli Alma, maybe everybody agrees, haluluka resh perka. That haluluka is the beginning of the next perak. Mando amad eim abonim semecha shav. The mando that says you're supposed to go until eim abonim semecha is very good. You go up until eim abonim semecha and say anything about haluluka. Why not? Because haluluka is resh perka. It's the beginning of the next perak. Mando amad ad betzei sisrael. What about the mando that said ad betzei sisrael? So that's a good checkmate, right? You see, you go up until betzei sisrael, you say haluluka. So if you say haluluka, obviously it's soif perka. It's the end of the previous perak. So the Gemara says, Sovar ad v'loy ad b'chlal. He holds that ad v'loy ad b'chlal. And therefore, you really don't say all the way up until Betzei Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Neima ad haluluka. At the end of the day, if haluluka is the first word, so what does ad v'loy ad b'chlal help me? Say up until haluluka. You'll tell me, you know, if you're going to say go up until haluluka, you're not going to know what to do. V'neima ad haluluka shebetzei Yisrael. Say up until the word haluluka betzei Yisrael. So again, the Gemara is asking some very nitty-gritty questions, but at the end of the day, kasha, meaning The more pashut pshat would be that this machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Afuna, whether halalukah is the last word of the previous parak or is the first word of the next parak, is really a machloikis tanoim. Where's the machloikis tanoim? Exactly how the machloikis b'sham b'sil, as to how we divide the halal at the Leila Seder, was presented. From one presentation of it, it would seem halalukah belongs to the first parak. From the other presentation of it, it would seem that halalukah really belongs to the second parak. So this concludes the first part, which is the majority of the daf, a lot of which discussed halalukah, which is interesting because we had a machloikis as to what the word halalukah means. Is it one word, halalukah, or is it two words, halalu and ka? We also had a discussion, wherever you find halalukah at the beginning or at the end of a perek, does it belong to soif perka, or does it belong to tchilas perka? A lot of confusion with regards to halalukah. We'll get back to this, but for now, we have another very important gemara. Zok de gemara. The choysem bigula. Amar Rava. Rava said, so the Mishnah said that before you drink the second kois, you finish with a bracha. What's the bracha? Machloikis in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Shita was, last words of the Mishnah, Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. So there are many times where we end the bracha, Ga'al Yisrael, and Rava is going to comment on that right at the beginning of the Gemara. He said, Kriya Shema V'Halal, Ga'al Yisrael. In Birchas Kriya Shema, when we say Ga'al Yisrael, that's the right Nusach, it's Ga'al Yisrael. And Halal, also, at the Leila Seder, that's what he's referring to, the bracha is Ga'al Yisrael. The Tzloisa, however, in Shmoyne Esrei, by the bracha of Re'ei Nova Onyenu, it's not Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, but rather it's Baruch Atah Hashem Goyel Yisrael. Ga'al versus Goyel. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the difference? Why here Goyel Yisrael and there Ga'al Yisrael? So the Gemara, the Rachmininu. When you say Shmoyne Esrei, you're davening. Shmoyne Esrei is the time to daven. That's the Iker Tfila of the day. It's Shmoyne Esrei. So we're davening Goyal Yisrael. We're asking Hashem to redeem us in the future. As opposed to Goal Yisrael is just describing or saying a fact or better, something that happened in the past. So in Shmoyne Esrei, it's Goyal Yisrael. Omer Rab Zeira said, the Kiddusha, when you make Kiddush, the Nusach is Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu. The Tzvoysa, when you say the same words in Tefillah, it's Kachenu b'mitzvoysecha. It's not Asher Kiddushanu as a fact. It's kachenu, it's a tefillah. My time, the Rachminu, you're making kiddush, you're not davening. You're giving hoidah, you're making a proclamation, but it's not rachame. As opposed to when it's Shmoyne Esrei, there it's rachame. Omer Ravach v'Yakib. It's Orch Sheyasker Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayoyim. When you make Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do you know? Like Sivach says over here, Leman Tizkor Es Yoyim Tzeischom Yeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayach. That's regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'Ksiv Hosam, and it says Zocher Es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshoy. So we have Gzeres Shava between Leman Tizkor and Zocher, and we learn from there that when you mekayim Zocher Es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshoy, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll get back to this as well. Omer Rabbah Bar Shelo. The Tzloisa, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, and we daven for Mashiach, Semach David, so we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The Haftarta, when we say the Haftorah, and one of the brachas of Haftorah talk about Mashiach as well, we say Mogin David. We say a different lashon. We say Magen David. So when it comes to Shmoyne Esrei, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. When it comes to the Haftarah, it's Magen David. Zok the Gemara on that note. Sisa lecha Shem Gadol, Keshem HaGadolim. Hashem told David HaMelech, I'm going to give you a Shem Gadol. Literally, you're going to have a name like the Gadolim. Tani Rav Yosef, Zeh Shoyim Magen David. What Hashem was referring to was, is that one day, they're going to say Magen David. Meaning, just like the Avos are acknowledged in Shmoyne Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Magen Avram, David HaMelech was zeichet to that as well. Magen David, where's the Magen David? Magen David is in Daf Torah. It's one of the brachas of Daf Torah. You say Magen David. Says the Gemara, Moshe ben Lakish, Ve'eschol Kol Gadol, Hashem told Avram Avinu, I'm going to make you into a great nation. What was he referring to? Zeu Sha'imri Melekei Avram. And then he told him, Va'avarechicha. What was he referring to? Zeu Sha'imri Melekei Yitzchak. Va'agadla Shmecha, Zeu Sha'imri Melekei Yaakov, you b'chaismin b'kol. You would think that chaismin b'kol, tamalayim ve'ebracha, b'cha chaismin ve'ein chaismin b'kulam. The ending is going to be only with you. It's going to be Magen Avram. It's not going to be Magen Yitzchak. And it's not going to be Magen Yaakov. The Svarim say that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all had three different hanhagos. They had three different ways, distinct ways in which they served Hashem. Avram was Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak is Avoida. He was the Akedah. And Yaakov was Midas HaEmes, which is Torah. All three Madregas are Madregas. But at the same time, B'chach Chaisman. The Geula is going to come. Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzdaka. B'cha chaismin, the end of days, when all is said and done, the chasima, The Gemar Chasim Atoiva, that's going to come b'chad. That's going to come in the schus of the chesed of Avram. Amar Rava said, Ashkach Tinu L'Sabit Pumpadisa. I met the elders of Pumpadisa, the Yasvi Vika Amri, and they said the following. B'Shabbato on Shabbos, Bein B'Tzlois Bein B'Kiddusha, both when you damage Menasri and when you make Kiddush, so you make a bracha, and you end the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Kiddush, you end Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Shmenasri and Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yom Tova, on Yontif, Bein B'Tzlois Bein B'Kiddusha, whether you're davening, whether you're saying Shmenasri, the way you end is Mekadesh Yisrael. So on Shabbos, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos always. And on Yom Tov, it's always Mekadesh HaShabbos VeHazmanu. And it doesn't matter whether you're davening, whether you're making Kiddush, it's always the same. So Rava said, that's what I heard the Psabi, the Pumpadisa, and I told them, no. Adirabba, I disagree with you. It's Sloisa, when it comes to Shmein Esrei, Be'im Shabbat, Be'im Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmein Esrei is always Mekadesh Yisrael. Be'kiddusha, oh, by Kiddush, then I agree with your distinction. This Shabbat, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Be'im Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanu. So, the Sabi de Pumpadisa, they were talking about the Nusach of Kiddush and the Nusach of Davening, both on Shabbos and on Yontif. And they said, Shabbos and Yontif are different in that Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael VeHazmanu, but it makes no difference if it's Kiddush or Davening. It's the same thing. Even though we saw a moment ago that there's nuances between Tefillah and when you say the same idea, not in Tefillah, but it doesn't matter. When it comes to Kiddush and when it comes to Shemayna Esrei, Shabbos, it's always Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yontif, it's always Mekadosh HaShabbos VeHazmanu. So Rava said, I told the Sabi, the Pumpadisa, I disagree with you. I don't think that's the way it is. I agree with your distinction by Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Kiddush on Yontif is Mekadosh HaShabbos VeHazmanu. But when it comes to Shemayna Esrei, it's always Mekadosh Yisrael. That's always what you're supposed to say. So the Gemara says, Vamino. So I know I mean the time to leave the time to throw. Then I told the Sami the Pumpadisa, let me explain to you my position, and I'll explain to you your position. Time to throw. He said, first I'll explain to you your shita. I understand your shita. Shabbos the kivya v'kaima bein betzloisa bein bekidush mekadosh haShabbos. Shabbos is kivya v'kaima. Shabbos happens automatically. The seventh day of Shabbos, we don't have to do anything to make Shabbos. Shabbos happens. We have to prepare for it. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. But Shabbos happens on its own. Therefore, it's Mekadosh HaShabbos. Hashem is the one that's Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tov Yisrael d'kavile. As opposed to Yontif, the Yidden play a role in Yontif. We have intervention in Yontif. How so? Because we determine when it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh determines when it's Yontif. Because Yontif is always the day of the month. So we play a role. So therefore, being that we can have the ability to be Ma'abri the Yoreach, we can be Kaveh Adeshanim, we can manipulate when it's going to be Yontif. So it's Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Yidden play a role in the Kedusha. So Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Whereas Yontif, it's Mekadosh Yisrael, HaMekadosh HaZman. So first Mekadosh Yisrael, then Mekadosh HaZman, because we, the Yidden, actually play a role in being Mekadosh HaZman. So that's the time, said Rav, I understand your reason of the Sabi de Pumbadiz. Then he said, time in the deal, I'll explain to you my reason. Because Sloisa de Berabim Misa, Shemana Esrei is something we do in a Rabim, Mekadosh Yisrael. We mention Mekadosh Yisrael. There's a group of Yidden, there's a minion of Yidden, there's a Tzibur. So we acknowledge them, we give them covenant, and we say Mekadosh Yisrael. Kiddush, de Beyachid Isa, then I agree with you. B'Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, beyond Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Yazmanim. That's your sheet, but the Gemara says Velohi. It's not the way it is. I mean, it's not like Rabbat Sloisa, Biyachid, Milesa, Vikadusha, Birabin, Milesa. At the end of the day, sometimes you daven Shmein Esrei Biyachid also. And sometimes you make Kiddush Birabin. Meaning Rabbah was saying that Shmein Esrei, you should always say Mekadosh Yisrael, because that's always Birabin. What if someone's davening Biyachidus? Kiddush, that's where the distinction of the Sabi the Pumpadisa plays out. Why? Because that's Biyachid. Well, they used to make Kiddush in Shul. The beginning of the parak, we saw that. Kiddush Mamakam Suda, that whole sugya. Someone says, Rabbah, what did Rabbah hold Sabah? Zilbasa Iker, you go based on the Iker. Iker Shmein Esrei is Barabim, and Iker Kiddush is Beyachid. Ula Barab, Nachas Kamei de Rava. Ula Barab once came to Rava. Amar Kisabi de Pumpadisa. He said over the sheet of the Sabi de Pumpadisa, Veloy Omar Le Veloy Midi. And Rava didn't respond. It's interesting. Rava met the Sabi de Pumpadisa. He heard their Shita, and he took umbrage to it, right? He said, no, I disagree with you. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And here, we have a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Ula Barab comes to Rava. We know it's not Rav's son, because we know Rav had only two sons. Aivu and Chia, but Ula Barav comes and he tells this to Rava, and then he does what the Sabbath of Pumbadisa said, and he didn't say anything. So the Gemara says, Alma, you know what you see from here? Hadar be Rava. Rava must have been Chayzer. Zok the Gemara, Rav Nasan Abud, Ravuna Braid, Rav Nasan Nachas Kamed Rapop. Amar, Kisabi de Pumbadisa, Vishavche Rapop. Rapop was very happy. He praised him for saying, like the Sabbath of Pumbadisa. Amar, Ravina, no, Iklil Surah Kamed Rema. I once came to Surah, I was in the presence of Merema, Vanachas Kamed Shulchad de Zibura. I heard a Shlech Tibur get up, Amar, and he said, Kisabi de Pumbadisa, Vavi Meshas Filei Kuleyama. Everybody was shishkining him. Ku, and he told them, did Miremar, no, leave him. Hilchas like the Sabi de Pompadisa, the halachas like the Sabi de Pompadisa. And when they heard that, so they accepted and they stopped making him cry. So today's daf was another fully loaded daf. And Arbi Psachim, a lot of words, in contrast to some of the other dafim, which were very, very short, but just a few short ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So just to work backwards, you just can't go through this Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis without acknowledging it. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Achna Bar Yaakov, that when you make Kiddush, V'tzorech She'yaskir, Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? Gzeir Shav. Ksiv Ach, it says, L'man Tizkar Yoyim Tzeis Chom Yeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says there, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah. So we have Gzeir Shava between these two parshiyos, and from there we learn that you have no choice, but when you make Kiddush, there's a halacha, you have to be masker Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mechas Chinuch, in mitzvah Lamed Aleph, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah, asks two bumbakashas on this Gemara, based on Gemaras that we learn together in detail in Perek Arvei Psachim. The first is, we mentioned the sheet of the Magen Avraham. There's a Machlokes Rishonim where the Kiddush, Zohar Siyem HaShabbos HaKachay, that has to be recited al HaKos. Is it Ma'akev Midai Raisa for it to be al HaKos? Or is the Din al HaKos only a Din de Rabbanan? So when you make Kiddush, you lift a glass and you say, Kiddush. The question is Yayin. Is that a deraisa or is that a derabban? And it's a big machlokes rishonim, and most rishonim hold that it's only a derabban. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph says a big kiddush. He says according to the rishonim that hold that kiddush al hakoyis is only a derabbanon, that means midayraisa to make kiddush, all you have to do is you have to acknowledge it's Shabbos. So if that's the case, when you daven Friday night, Shabbos, your yoytze, your mitzvah of kiddush midday raisa. And when you go home and you now take a glass of wine to make kiddush, all you're doing is being mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush midday rabbanon ala kos. But midday raisa, you already yoytze your mitzvah. And it was because of this Magen Avraham that we spoke at the Dogam Revava, how could a man be moytze his wife? And all of that raid. I don't understand. Why did Magen Avraham assume that when you make kiddush Friday night, you're for sure yoytze the mitzvah? Where do you mention yitzias mitzrayim together with Shabbos Friday night? Nowhere. You know, I mean, you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, Krishma, you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, but not together with Kiddush. There's no Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachnoi that comes together with a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Open your Siddur, you go through it, you'll see. There is no such mention. So Freita Mechas Chinuch, he says it's a Pella. I don't understand. It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Gemara says in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, the Magen Avraham's Kiddush goes away because there's no place in davening where you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. This Kasha, the Bir Halacha, also brings in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and then he says in middle, the Shamati Shebesefer Min Minchas Chinuch gam kein hifli bozeh al Magen Avraham. I heard that this a sefer Minchas Chinuch. Bir Halacha quotes it, and in the sefer Minchas Chinuch, he was mafli. Mafli is miloshen pele. He said, I understand. It's a wonder to me. This Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand how he can say this. That's the first kasha of Minchas Chinuch. The second kasha of the Minchas Chinuch is also a bomb kasha, and that is we've mentioned many times the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds that not only is Kiddush Deiraisa, but Avdol is also Deiraisa. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachshon means that just like you Mekadish the Shabbos B'Chnisosoy, you also have to be Mekadish the Shabbos B'Yitziyosoy. And the Magen Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Chavtes and Hilchos Shabbos that you see from here the Rambam holds Avdol is Deiraisa. Because if it's the same Pasuk that teaches me Kiddush and Avdol, Kiddush is Deiraisa, so Avdol also has to be Deiraisa. It means we have a biblical obligation to make Avdol, just like we do to make Kiddush. If that's the case, all the halachos of Kiddush govern Avdol as well. It's the same pasuk. So if you have halacha by Kiddush, the same halacha would apply to Avdol. Which means that if when you make Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, when you make Avdol, you also have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Freitim Michas Chinuch, and he blibes Tzorich, and he says he has no teretz to this kasha. When we make Avdol, you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's nowhere in the Nusach of Avdolah that we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Freitim Michas Chinuch, it's a pella to me. There's a Rambam Shita that holds Avdolah's Deiraisa. You're making Avdolah anyways. V'yoytze the mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah is the source for the mitzvah of Avdolah Medeiraisa. And Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah, the Gemara says, M'sochem Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis teaches me, a Gzeres Shavah L'man Tizkah is here, and Tzeis Chom Yeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho, that you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim as well. So if you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim as well, so L'chayr et Apela, how come we don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim by Avdolah? So maybe you have to say that when you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush, that somehow works for Abdullah. A little bit dachuk. But as long as at one point you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's enough. You were Mekayim Zohar Siyem HaShabbos Lekatcha. We Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, I did it by Kiddush. I have to do it both times? Who said? Mechateisi. But either way, these are the Mechaz Chinuch's two kashas. If there's a din d'iraisa that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Zohar Siyem HaShabbos Lekatcha, the Magen Avraham said that if you hold Kiddush al Hayayin is only the Rabban and you Yoytze with Tefillah, who said? Number two, Havdalah. The Rambam Shita is Havdalah is a deraisa. It's learned down from Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatchoy, which means the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, our Gemara would apply to Havdalah as well. L'chura by Havdalah, you don't have any mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch blights Sarich in with. Either way, moving back to Amud Aleph, so the Gemara in Amud Aleph was all Divrei Agadah, and the topic of the Divrei Agadah was Hallel, Halleluka, Tehillim, so some fascinating ideas. So just a few quick ha'aras as it relates to Dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shel oylam mamish. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, this is in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halachas Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. The Rambam tells us the rest of the story. It gives us a little bit of the history of Hallel. So we know how we say Hallel today. We don't have to go through that. Says the Rambam, the way that Yidden used to recite Hallel back in the day, in the times of the Chachamim HaRishonim, was as follows. There was one person that would recite the Hallel. This was Shemeir Ka'ino 101. One person would recite the Hallel. He would make the bracha. Everybody would say, Amen. Okay. Then he would start saying Hallel. So what's the first word of Hallel? Hallelujah. 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 Abdi Hashem. Hallelujah. Hashem. Hashem. Yishem Hashem. Mevarech. Mat v'adoylam. Mimizrach Shem Hashem. V'voyah. V'chul. So he would start off and he would say Hallelujah. V'chol ha'am oinim. And there was an oilam there. And they would say Hallelujah. V'chayzav oinim. And then he would say Hallelujah. Abdi Hashem. And he would stop. V'cholam oinim, and everybody that was near would say Hallelujah. V'chayzav oinim, he would continue, and he would say Hallelujah Shem Hashem. V'cholam oinim Hallelujah. V'chayzav oinim, he would say Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Miata Ba'adoylam. V'cholam oinim Hallelujah. V'chein, says the Rambam, I'll call Dover V'Dover. Every single little pizman in the Hallel, the Makri would say the words, and everybody would scream Hallelujah. Ad Shenimtzu, says the Rambam, Oinim b'chol ha'alel, Hallelujah, Meya v'sholosh v'esrim pa'amim. If you do the math, it would come out the Yidden during Hallel would say Hallelujah 123. Today we say it like 5 times. You would say it 123 times. Simin lohem, a simin, shnoisav shel ahar, the years of ahar. Aharon HaKohen lived 123 years. How do you know Aharon HaKohen lived 123 years? It's basic math. Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 when he was Nifter. Aharon was 3 years older than him, and they passed away in the same year. So that means that Aharon was 123. So says the Rambam, when they used to say Hallel back in the day, they said it very, very differently. The Baal Makri would say Hallelujah, 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 Abdi Hashem, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, Hallelujah, Yishem Hashem, Mavarech, Mat B'Dayim, Hallelujah. Nimtzu, they said it 123 times. What's the cheshbon of 123? It's Kineged Shnoisav Shel Aharon. It corresponds to the 123 years that Aharon HaKohen loved. Then the Rambam says that at some point it changed. Aval b'smanim elu ro'isi b'chol ha'mekoyim ha'is min hogeis mishuna is b'kriyosoi u'bani ha'sa'om v'in echom mehem doim b'lachit. Rambam says, I've observed today people have different minhagim and they all do it differently, and the Rambam doesn't say anything. He just observed. But the way it was once upon a time, just from a historical fact, this is interesting, this is the way they used to say Hallel. But the Cheshbon is 123, and what's the methodology to 123? It's connected to 123 years of Aharon HaKohen. And it's obvious, what's Pashu Pshat? What's Shaychus? What does Hallelujah in Hallel have to do with the 123 years of Aharon HaKohen? So Reb Shmuel Yankiv, in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, Zeis LeYaakov, so he has a very deep shot, but just the Haschalah. Just a haschola of what he says, and then we'll move it along. And that is, the Gemara said that when David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ba'asorim Mamoris shel Shvach, Nema Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim was written with 10 Mamoris of Shvach. B'nitzuach, b'nigun, b'maskel, b'mizmor, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tehillah, b'tfilah, b'hoidah, and b'halalukah. That's the way that David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim. What's pshat in these 10
different lashonos. Rashi, right in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, says that it's related to a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra that also talks about Tehillim. The Gemara says, "Mi kosvan, who wrote Sefer Tehillim?" So the Gemara says, "David kosav Sefer Tehillim al yidei asora zakenim." But he had help. He wrote it together with 10 zakenim. Al yidei Adam Arishon, Malki Tzedek, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have tefillah l'Moshe, Haman, Yedusun, Asaf, and the three sons of Korach. That's the rest of the story. They're the three authors. But either way, so the first Rashi in Tehillim, if you learn Tehillim with Rashi, the very first Rashi, Rashi says, 10 l'shoinois gemarim psochen kuf yizayinam adeis. It's connected to 10 authors. The 10 composers of Tehillim, Bava Basra, Daf, they correspond to each other. It's 10 connected 10. But if you take a look in the Marsha, in Chedichi Agadis and Agamara, the Marsha says something else. He says that the reason we have 10 Lashoinois is because these 10 Lashoinois correspond to the 10 Madrigas of Kedusha. There's 10 levels of Kedusha that are outlined in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says that there's 10 different Madrigas of Kedusha. And connected the 10 levels of Kedusha, says the Marsha, we have these 10 Lashoinois. Said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, a davar nifla. He said, "What's the highest level of kedusha?" So, if you look in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, Pasha, it's the Kodesh Hakodashim. That's the highest mitzias of kedusha in this world, geographically, physically. The highest madrega of kedusha is the Kodesh Hakodashim. What's the highest level of the asara l'shoinois of shira that David HaMelech used? Godo mikulon was Hallelujah. That was the highest of all of them. Which means that Hallelujah corresponds, al pi the Marsha, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he said, the Pasuk says, we learned about this in Perek Arvei Psochem. Vayibode laharon lahakdishoy Kodesh Kadoshim. Aharon HaKoyen was separated, he became Kodesh Kadoshim. That means Aharon HaKoyen was a mitzius of Kodesh Kadoshim. The nusach of Hallelujah is also Kodesh Kodashim, which means that Bisharoshim, at their core, at their root, Aharon HaKoyen and Hallelujah come from the same place. They're both Kodesh HaKodashim. Vayibodel Aharon, he became Kodesh Kodashim. Hallelujah is connected, it corresponds to the 10th language, the 10th Lashon of Hallel, which is Hallelujah, which means they correspond to each other, which means there's a connection, because it's Bisharoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you want to know why 123 Hallelujahs connected Aharon? What might Nishmita, Itzalar Sinai, what does Hallelujah have to do with Aharon? The Teretz is Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Tzad HaShava. There's a Metzias in the world of Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a Metzias. Lahavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, and then there's Lahavdil ben Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Kodesh HaKadoshim is manifest in different ways. In Mensh, in Gavra, Aharon HaKoyen was Kodesh HaKadoshim. In Shira, Hallelujah's Kodesh HaKadoshim. At their root, they come from the same place. They're different manifestations of the same concept. There's a Bria of Kodesh HaKadoshim, which from which grows different things. Aharon HaKoyen came from that Shoyrish of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Hallelujah came from that Shoyrish of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hence, they're connected. 123 Hallelujahs connected the 123 years of Aharon HaKoyen. It still requires Hezber. That's already part two. Ayin Shomad HaKadosh Al Pesach of the Zois LeYakov. It's interesting that the Gemara says that David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim, and according to one man, Amar, he wrote it Al Shem Lo Asid Lavai. That David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim, Al Shem Lo Asid Lavai. So it's just kedai to mention that Rizal said that David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim, he wrote a Baruch HaKoyish. Asid Lavai. There's a lot of Asid Lavai that's in Sefer Tehillim. And he said, quote, reading from the Kisvei Ari and Shah Ruach HaKoyish Drush Aleph. He said, Va'omnam, the Bale Ruach HaKoyish, Hoyu David HaMelech Olav HaSholem, Rabban Shol Kol Bale Ruach HaKoyish, Kemoish Hoyu Moish Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, Rabban Shol Kol HaNevim. V'David HaMelech Olav HaSholem, Hoysebei HaMadrega HaGevoya, Sheyesh Baruch HaKoyish. This you have to be that result to say. Just like Moish Rabbeinu was the Av HaNevim, so he said, David HaMelech was the Av of the Bale Ruach HaKoyish. That's what he says. He was the Av of the Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av HaNevim. David HaMelech is in Ruach HaKodesh. And when David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, he wrote it with Ruach HaKodesh. But there were other Sfarim that were Ruach HaKodesh, right? The Tshuvim, the Devei Chaim was written Ruach HaKodesh. They wanted to remove a Shoichit from the city because he said that Ruach HaKodesh wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh. They sent the Shailah to the Heilige Devei Chaim, the Tzanz Leruv. He says, does this warrant it? Avadu warrants it. But that was the question, right? The Ruach HaKodesh. But all the Sfarim HaKodesh were written Ruach HaKodesh. But this was Av.
Av lebali ruach hakodesh. That's how David HaMelech wrote to him. So I saw in Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, he wrote a sefer, Kedos Nefesh Meshivas. So he brings from Rab Nosson, who was the Talmud Muvik of Rab Nachman from Breslov. So he says the following quote. He says, Lo nimtza shum rasha u'balaveira ba'olam. There's no rasha balaveira in the world. Shelo yucha limtza yes atzmei b'sefer Tehillim. That can't find his situation in Sefer Tehillim. Hakoylel es kol ba'olam. Because Sefer Tehillim has in it every single person that ever lived, in every generation, in any madrega that the person was in, and it doesn't matter how low a madrega he finds himself in, even if he's so low that it's impossible to fall low, because he just can't, he's just there, he's rock bottom. Even he can find himself in Tehillim. So Rav Nosson said that Tehillim was written with this Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh of that Arizal said of David HaMelech, that was the Av of the Bali Ruach HaKodesh, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was, the proverbial Aspaklaria HaMeira of Ruach HaKodesh. That's the way Sefer Tehillim was written, and the gather of the Ruach HaKodesh was that it was written in a way that it is something that's not just La'asod Lavoi. It's going to discuss high level, big events, big episodes that are one day going to take place. Like, for example, David HaMelech wrote about Churban Bayis Rishon, Al Naris Bavel Shom Yashavnu Gam Bochinu B'Zachreinu Asiyon. He wrote about Bayis Sheni, Aru Aru Ada Yisoidba, right? The Edom. So he wrote. That's high level, big picture. But every single yid can find his matzav. Every yid is somewhere in Sefer Tehillim. And not just every yid, but any matzav that any yid would find himself in. So said, now that's the tifkeit of Tehillim, and that was only able to happen, that was only able to come. It's interesting, Reb Chaim Volozhin in Shar Dalet, so this is maybe the most famous Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChayim, when he starts talking about what Torah Lishma is, and you're right, it's Machlokes with the Balakanya. I mean, this is Perek Beis and Shar Dalet. So he says that I'll prove to you that Torah Lishma means that you have to learn Torah not l'shem dveikos b'Hashem, but you have to learn Torah for the sake of Torah. So he said, just one excerpt we need without getting into the whole shmooze. The im noima shel lishma perushay dveikos dafka. He says, if you're going to tell me that lishma means dveikos, v'rak b'zeh toli kol ikar inyan esek haTorah, and that's all Torah is, halei ein dveikos yoisin nifla ma'amiras tehillim karoi kol hayoy. Then I would say, why are you learning? You want dveikos? Say tehillim. Halei ein dveikos yoisin nifla ma'amiras tehillim karoi kol hayoy. This is for Reb Chaim Volozhin of the Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Gaon and the patriarch of the Volozhin Yeshiva. That's where this comes from. Halloy ein dveikus yoisen niflo me'amiras tilum kroy kolayim. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin, if I study, that's not what Torah Lishma means. Because if Torah was alz dvei, the punchline's a whole different deal. But Vaistosi said that that's not why we learn Torah. Because if you learn Torah for dvei, you want dveikus b'Hashem zok tehillim. It's much better. It's amazing. More dveikus through tehillim than through bavakam. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin has said. He said that's dveikus nifla. Dveikus nifla is the biggest haskama ever given to David HaMelech's Tehillim. Isn't this Reb Chaim Volozhin when he's trying to make the point that Vaistoy's Torah Lishma is not dveikus. And that's why he's supposed to learn Torah, not dveikus, because that's Tehillim. But he gives the biggest shvach in the world to Tehillim. But either way, there's a little bit of an understanding of what we're talking about when it comes to Tehillim. So just one other ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara said, so why is Halleluka Gadol Shabakun? Halleluka is this, 10 Lashonos, and the Gadol Shabakulon is Halleluka. So the Gemara said, the reason is, Shekoilol Shem V'Shevach B'Vas Achas. Because Halleluka has in it Shem V'Shevach. So what does that mean? The word Halleluka has Shem, Ka, and it has Shevach, Halleluka. So it's one word that's made up of Shem V'Shevach. And because it's made up of Shem, well, Natzeach is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Ashrei is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Mizmar is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Halleluka has Hallelu, that's singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also has Ka. And the idea of Ka is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is above my pay grade. I'm being mocked in that. But the Hilchos Chasam Sofer right here on this Gemara says that there's something I want you to hear. So I think it's kedai to hear. This is what the Chasam Sofer says. He says, Terem Novoy Ala Mechuvin, A'alfech Mashachonani Hashem. And when the Chasam Sofer prefaces something with that, you know that this, you're in for a treat in terms of a little bit of a glimpse into the other side and a little bit of a glimpse into what we call Pnimiyas HaTorah and
to the hafachba, vafachba, the kulaba, that what we're learning is literally on the surface, but it's so much deeper and there's so much more. He says, da koire masko. He says, my intelligent reader, I want you to understand. We'll go through this inside. Ki eluah arba shemois. There are four shemois. Shem eke, eke asher eke, right? Eke, havaya, yudke vavke, aleph dala nun yud, and Elohim. These four names are the koilim hamarkavakul. Says that you have to know. Da koire masko. In case you don't know this, this is what you have to know. That when it comes to the Merkava, right? The Merkava, Yecheskel, Paragalev, Daf Torah, and Shavuos, Maisa Merkava, you can't even learn the Maisa Merkava. But it's one thing the Chasam Sofer says, Maisa Merkava, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. See, he says, I need you to understand this one thing, that there's four shemois that make up the Merkava. And it's the shem Eke, Havaya, Aleph Dal Nun Yud Elohim. He says, the gematria Shalahem, the gematria of these four shemois is Kuf Tzadik Ches. It's 198. So Havaya and Aleph Dal Nun Yud together are 91. It's 26 and 65, right? How do we know it's 91? Because that's why the Marsha says, God Elohim, Amin, Yosem, and Amavarech. Right? The person that says Amin to the bracha is better than the one that makes the bracha. Why? Because when you make a bracha, you're reading Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you're not saying Yud Kei Vav Kei. What you're saying is Aleph Dal Nun Yud. When you say Amin, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Says the Marsha, why? Because Havaya is Begematria 26. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Begematria 65. 65 and 26 is 91. 91 is the gematria of Amen. Amen is 91. So God Eloina Amen Yosem and Amavarech. Because when you're Mavarech, all you have is the Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You can't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. But when you say Amen, you have both. You have the Kri and the Ksiv. You have the Kri Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and you have the Ksiv. You also have Havaya. Elikim is the gematria 86. How do we know Elikim is gematria 86? That's easy, because Elikim is Midas Adin, and we know when the Yidu and Mitzrayim, the Shibud lasted how long? 86 years. How do we know it lasted 86 years? Because how old was Miriam when, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, she was 86 years old. Moshe was 80, we just learned Aharon was 3 years old, it was 83, and Miriam was 3 years older than him. She was 86. When did the Shibud start? Vayimoru as Chayeyim, that's why Miriam was called Miriam, because of Vayimoru as Chayeyim. So she was called when the Shibud started. So the Shibud was 86 years old. 86 is Elikim, that's Midas Adin, those are the 86 years of Shibud Mitzrayim. And then Eke is Begematria 21. So if you do the math, and you add it all up, you have 91 plus 86, so you're going to end up with 198. So the Gematria of these four Shemas that make up the Merkava, Eke, Havaya, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, and Elikim, the total of the Gematria is 198. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ukshamashpia Matzinoiris Mizel Lezeh, Bemiluosam, when these four Shemas are all together, and there's Hashpois that are going through the channels from these four Shemas, from Eke to Havaya to Adnos to Elohim, whatever this means, Oz Yorit Shefo Bracha Yisrael. There's a tremendous Shefo Bracha to the Yidden. And he says the Chasam Sofer, that's why you'll notice that very often when you find Hashpoyis Toivis, it's associated with the number 198. And the reason is because 198 is a symbol. It's a remez that Hashpoyis Toivis come from the four Shemes of the Merkava, Eke, Havaya, Aleph Dal, Nun Yud, and Elohim, when some of their Mashpim, when they're full, the tzinoiros, and that's when the Yoyrit Shefa Bracha L'Yisrael. He says, Valkein Pesach, Pesach is Begematria Kuf Memchas. Pesach is Gematria 148. Al Shem says, what's the Cheshbon? Why is Pesach 148? So says the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to explain to you the Tifkai. There's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Posachti ani ledoidi. V'doidi chom agavar. I went to doidi, right? I went to my doidi, Mambalipta. The Doidi Chamakova, and Doidi was hiding from me. Doidi was running circles around me. Doidi didn't want to see me. Doidi didn't want to see me. Says the Chasam Sofer, when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, it was Doidi Chamakova. They were in the Shar Memtes. They were about to fall into the Shar Nuntumah. It was Doidi Chamakova. Ad Shabob Israel Netuya. Till the Abishah came Israel Netuya, the Egbiyam Minun Shari Kedusha. And he took them into the Nun Shari Tzvoitziyam Nun Shari Tumah, and he took them from the brink, from the precipice of being the Nun Shari Tumah. The Neged Zeh, it's for that reason that the Zohar Kodesh says, Nisker Nun Pomim Yitzias Mitzrayim Batay. Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah. It's a Zohar in two places, says the Chasam Sofer. Ukshet Tzareth Nun. The 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims in Pesach, together with Pesach, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get 198. You know what else you're going to get? Nasa Pinchas. Pinchas is Pesach Nun. That's what Pinchas is. It's Pesach Nun. Shehu Eliyahu. Pinchas is Elio, she'anu mitzapim balayla hazeh biyoyser, levasra ala gula asidah. Because benisan asidah ligah. And shvay chamas chaligah, we open the door, we hope every year that maybe Elio Anovi is going to be standing there. Because Pinchas is begamachia kuf tzadik ches. Why is he begamachia kuf tzadik ches? Because Pinchas is Elio. And Elio is going to be mevasir psuris toivis yeshuas and achamis. And psuris toivis yeshuas and achamis are the ashpois and the bracha that comes to the yid, and it comes from the shem kuf tzadik ches. What's the shem kuf tzadik ches? It's eka Vaya Agnus and Elikim, which together makes up the Shem of Kuf Tzadik Ches, says the Chasam Sofer. V'lochein, I'll explain to you another thing, Koyre Masko, my intelligent reader. Another thing that you can take out, because Avram Ben Kuf, when Avram Avinu was 100 years old, the Sarah Bas Tzadik, and Sarah was 90 years old, and it came time for Avram Avinu to have a baby. So what did Abish to do? So what did Hashem do? Os Chalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud, Shebis Sarah L'Shnei Yosias. Hashem changed Avram's name. And Sarah's. Avram went from Avram to Avraham, and Sarah went from Sarai to Sarah. But had it happened, the Yud of Sarai came, and it was divided into two fives. Right? It was a 10 for two fives. That's what happened. So he ended up with two fives. Avraham got a hey, and Sarah, instead of a Yud, ended up Sarah. V'nasan hey l'Avram, v'nasa Avram, v'nasa lo hey. It's a bracious rabbi, parish mem zayin aleph. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know what the significance was? In Pnimiyah Shebe Pnimiyah Satayra, because Avram was 100, Sarah was 90, that's 190. Aleph Beis Reish Mem, Sin Reish Yod is 7 Oisias. Together with the Oisias, it was 197. But they were ready to have Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera. And all that spice of Klai Yisrael were going to come through Yitzchak. And they needed 198. Because 198 is the magic number for Hashpoyos Toivos. So the Eibishter took the Yud, and he divided it into two Hays. So now, it's Aleph Vez Reish Hey Mem, Sin Reish Hey. It's 5 plus 3, where you end up together is with 8. V'nimtza ata ches oisiyos, b'shem Avram Sara. So today, k'shetetztarif ha'koil, if you take the 100 years of Avram and the 90 years of Sara, and the 8 oisiyos, not the 7, you just switched it, the 8 oisiyos of Avram and Sara, you're going to end up with 198. Do you know what happened? Yitzchak was born. But when was Yitzchak born? The Pesach noilad Yitzchak. He was born on Pesach, because Pesach is Kuf Tzadik Ches. Because Pesach is Kuf Mem Ches, because it started Doidi Chomak Ovar, together with the 50 Askaris of Yitzias Mitzrayim. For Amr Sarli Yitz, that's why Sarli said, Tzchoik Asali Elikin. Tzchoik, what's Tzchoik? Tzadik Ches Kuf. That's 198. Says the Chasam Sofer. This is Da Kairima. This is just the Hakdama that you have to have. You have to know a little bit, just a little bit. This is a little day, the Chasam Sofer is being megalotas. What's going on over here with these shamus of the Merkava and exactly what it means, Kuf Tzadik Ches. He says, V'hine kol adam et sheilem es halol nirmozim b'tevas haloluka. Now you're going to understand what haloluka is all about. Ketzad. K'shetechalik ha-teva l'shnayim. If you take haloluka, the word haloluka, you divide it into two. Timatze chetzio harishoyna halol. The first half is hey lamed lamed. Hillel. Or halol. What's the gematria of halol? Samechei. It's 65. Kishem Aleph Dalin Nun Yud Baruch Hu. V'chetzya Hasheni Vav Yud Hey. V'ka. What's the gematria? Chaf Aleph. It's Kishem Eke. That's the Shem Eke. V'chol Teva. If you add the whole Teva together, you add 65 and 21, it's Begematria Pei Vav, 86. Kishem Elikin. That's the Shem of Elikin. V'oisiyas Havaya B'toich Teva. The word Haleluka is made up of a Yud, and then a hey, and there's a vav, and then there's another hey. Nichtavim lehedya, the shapir kamar. That's what Chazal meant when they said shekoil shem v'shevach b'vasachas. That's what it means. It's koil shem v'shevach b'vasachas. The shem v'shevach b'vasachas means that in Haleluka you have these four shemes that make up the kuf tzadik ches. You know, you read a chasam sofer like this. I recently spoke to the reshiva of Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman. So I asked him if he has any maises with Rabbi Aaron, the Zayd, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, and the chasam sofer. So he told me a few maises. I'll just mention one. He says he remembers that somebody came to Rabbi Aaron, a bocher, and he asked Rabbi Aaron, "Where is given gresa?" Rabbi Kiva Eger to the chasam sofer. So he says he remembers Rabbi Aaron jumped up. He said, "Where is gresa? The Malach Michal to the Malach Gavriel." That was his answer. Hold on with that.